Simitov Lamin Gimel Simon Zayim.
A hole in the wall between two Jews' houses. He should check as far as his hand reaches. We had that first Shikamar. Bryce, whatever he can't reach with his hand, he's Mevatel. And that's good enough. We should be in Yehudi, then Yehudi. If the hole goes between his house and a goy's house, in the Tarkhuti Kaklal, he doesn't have to check at all. Shemayomer Kshofim Boy Sali. Maybe the goy will think that he's doing Kshofim on him. The Nimtzabog Dev Sakona. It'll come to a dangerous situation. You have to be mevatel even what your hand can't reach, because maybe you put something in and it rolled there. Even if you know those chametz, there mahane gam kin a bittel. Bittel will still help. Though the heavy commandment in the bar came to the other day, died. It's not like you put it into a bar on purpose, since you didn't place it there, it rolled there. A little bit will help, even if you don't get rid of it. I'm a come on. We'll have to see later on in situations like this where the Gemara says bittul helps and you don't need to be mevayer the chametz. So what's the status of that chametz after Pesach? That's what we have to see. Maybe the guy will think you're doing shofar, but measure mechapis for light, or never chayin. And he sees you're looking with a candle at night. It looks funny. But during the day you should check it, because he's not going to be choshing you during the day that he's doing kshofim. All the days are called. We have a god that's coming to him. He's like in hey, the shliach hezek is shiny. When the shliach hezek, even a shliach mitzvah can be hurt. Even though they said he doesn't have to check because of this, we come back and bittul sarich, but he still has to do bittul. Even by the goy, because so achoyin and the gam bevade chometz, ein atzurech b'dik b'layla el b'yom lo yoyim, u'bitul vade b'in b'zer. Even if he knows his chometz there again, he does not have to check at night because it's a sakana. But he should still do bitul, but he should check during the day when the goy is not going to be choshed him for doing kshofim. A wall that you keep chametz in the holes, the nuffle, the whole wall fell down, but not a gal, became a pile of stones. I feel in a gavaya shoshit bochum kedei chabisa sakeler eight circles of tap. Even if it's not pitvachim deep, which means that the kelim can still get to it. Still, you're not mechuyav to check under it. Kim chish pasuk on sakrif, because there's a danger of akrif. These are the gemaras we learned. Shematzuyim begalim, they hang out in broken stuff, piles of rubble. That's where they are. Chayshin v'shem akrif shi'ashem b'dikasai, and we're afraid after he finishes the b'dikos she'ena oisik b'mitzvah, and he stops doing the mitzvah. Chayim zakrif machat shne'abad loy. We'll start looking for something else, a needle that he lost. You ever did this akon?
Basically, it's halachas, the concept that, you know, that you're protected from the mitzvahs.
Right.
It's like,
right.
It's not even like a nice idea. Like, it's halacha.
It's halacha, right. If not for the chashash that you'd look for something else after, you'd have to go get it. Yeah. That was the Gemara there. Well, that's what Gemara said. The Bechoshish said you'll start looking for something else when you finish. Look at the chametz and you'll get hurt. That's by stam. It will be a duach yishtach of chametz. If you know this chametz there. Toises makes a chilik over there, if you remember. Toises has a kash between two sugis. That's what you said. You don't look for it. And the other sugya says you have to get the shovels and get it out. So twice is mechalik between where you don't know for sure there's chametz, or you do know that for sure there's chametz. I would be a duah shishtachtim chametz. When you do know for sure there's chametz, im ein olav goyva shoshet tvachim. Ah, so now if it's not three tvachim deep, which means the dog can still get to it, tzarich latzia misham lamar b'chatzino. You have to get it out with shovels and tools. Bin and shein by sakon in a way that there's no sakana because you don't do it with your hand. But it's already three tefachim deep. So the kelev can't get it out. So then you're ready. Just right. That's like I guess nafla mapoilus. Mishnah bride. Lamed beis and shamish boy chametz. But some shorgel shamish when you do a shishem achshem chametz. A hole where you normally put stuff there, but you don't know for sure that it's there now. So instead, you have to check. And now, what if the wall fell down? So then, I feel you in a gabosh shoshet tvachem gedeich viyus galav v'tzolaimer. Shua denu b'chteich viyus galav. It's still within. If it's less than the tvachem, it's still within a kelev's ability to get to it. Shimri yachareichat shoshet tvachem. He smells the food up to three tvachem. Maybe the dog will take it out in Pesach. If you look in Tzarech, still you don't have to check. Why? In Tzarech, but you have to do bittul. If it's ready after this man is sur, and it's too late to do bittul, because you can't do it after this man is sur, because you can't do it after this man is sur. That's all the Shabbos and Tzarech happens from Merv Katzino. He holds it, then you have to check Taka. Interesting. He says it comes out. That was a mashmos in Rashi. Where do you take that from in Rashi? Not sure. I know it's deeper than Rashi. Maybe because Rashi says Marisa. Anyway, he's saying if a person didn't do bittul in such a case, then he'd be mechuyev to get the shovels out. He would be mechuyev to get the shovels out. No, so there's no sakana with shovels. There's no sakana with shovels. So why don't you always have to do it? I guess so. That's what Taisa says. That's what Tyson makes a chiluk, that when you know there's chametz there, so they chayiv you to hire or rent the necessary tools to get it out. Because you know, but if it's savik chametz, so they were not, chazal were not matriach you to either get the tools or to pay somebody to do it with the tools. That's a chiluk Tyson's made. But what we're saying here, the chiddush we're saying here is. Like, the Chiddush the Mishabur is bringing here is that even in the first case of Sopik Chametz, where they did not hire you, Mechayiv, to get the tools, Afal Pichin, if you didn't do Bittul, it could be you have to get the tools. That's going to be Mechadish here in Lamed Dalet. So, when it's Akram, Adapkam, and welcome to Ritzim Akram, this is only the place where the Akrabim are common. Maybe snakes are not as bad. But if the snakes are deadly, then they're just like a crab. I'm afraid after you finish your bedikah, you look for something else. Because while you're looking for the chametz itself, even if you also look for machat at the same time, you're still protected. That's the Gemara. You're still protected by Shluch Mitzvah and Nizokin, even if you have a dual kavana.
Shluch Mitzvah and Nizokin is a mitzis?
Yes.
But it's like a bracha type of thing.
It's halacha.
It's a mitzis.
Yeah, it's a mitzis pointing out before.
What was that?
So it's still good. So Manila, that's why the Gemara to say that we're not worried. The reason the Ptur is not because of a dual kavan, because the dual kavan needs still be protected. The Ptur is that you'll finish looking for chametz completely and then look for something else. Lamed Zayin. So then we said if you know chametz is under there and it's less than 3 tefachim, then you have to get the tools to get it out. So if you didn't do it, Rebel of a Pesach. That's your halacha, Yehuda. Later on, we'll get to it in Tuf Mem Ches. That if you did bitter on chametz and you didn't do bedik on chametz, you still have a din of chametz shalva pesach.
Bitter?
Even though you did bitter. You didn't do the proper bedik, you still have a din of chametz shalva pesach on it.
Bitter is not
good bedik. Whatever. Sorry.
Bittul
has a din of chametz. If you did bittul on chametz and you did not do bedik on chametz that you were chayv to bedik on, there's still a din of chametz shavu'ah b'pesach. That's what it says later in Tov Mem Ches, because it's a knas. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. We'll get to it later. Fine, but that's what he's saying over here also. Same din that this stuff. I didn't say mechira.
I'm telling you, it's not yours. It's
he doesn't think it's it.
You still have to do bedik.
Knas.
It's not
your whole sugya. That it's banev. That's mine, and I leave it on my dining room table, and I'm about to lip, so I can eat after Pesach. No, you shouldn't be able to.
You got to get rid of it.
You got to find
it and get rid of it. It could be. Yeah, we'll see. That's the thing. It could be that a person that did that was not over by Roy, because if his bittul was a real bittul, so it works. However, in the context of the knas that we put on people for not doing what they were supposed to do, it applies to such a person. Right. If it's 3 tefachim deep already. Now, this is the interesting shaila though. What about his? No, this is now the interesting. Now, that's pashut, but the shaila is like this. What about something that you did bittul and you didn't do bedika, but you were never really mechuyev to do bedika in the first place on that thing? Like when it's 3 tefachim deep and the caliph can't get to it, right? So there's no real chiyuv bedika anyway. All you got to do is bittul. Okay, fine. So you did what you had to do. Now comes Pesach, and Pesach's over, and then that pile of stones, the tractor came and took it away. So now is the chametz mutter. So zok the Mishnah Berurah. It's the next Mishnah Berurah. Hold on. First mevatel b'libay, lamin ches. If it's 3 tefachim deep, mevatel b'libay. All you have to do is bittul. But bittul midrabanan. And the whole bittul is derabanan. Why? Why is the whole bittul derabanan? Because the raisa lechayer, you have a din of nafla mampilus. So with the raisa, you're not even such chametz anyway. So why doing bittul derabanan? That's what Rashi learns in the sugya later on of nafla mampilus. Rashi and daf lamed gimel amid beis, I think. Rashi learns clearly it's a din derabanan. Amid daven amid beis. What is it? One second, I just want to show you. I forgot what that's on. Enough of a part of this, ready to come aboard. It's Lamed Aleph from the base. Chomet Shavu Mepoilus Reikum Avur. Zok the Gemara, but you have to do bittul. Zok Rashi, don't know if you're doing bittul because maybe the Mepoilus that fell on it might become undone. So it's Chashash from the bottom. It's not it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings over here.
That's what we do better.
Oh, but bittul we need to have bottom. No, but don't have enough Mepoilus here. But bittul
we
need to have bottom. Shema. No. Not at all. Because you put it in a cabinet. It's always in the cabinet. No, you sold that to the goy. Selling to a goy is a whole different parsha. We're not talking about selling chametz to a goy. Come out here, bittul and bedika. That's it. And it's selling to a goy is a different thing that we do. We didn't discuss that yet. Oh, but bittul and midrabanan. Shem yifakach agal b'moy b'yabro b'yiroah. Because maybe the pile will become uncovered on Pesach and be everybody wrong. But midraisa, no, even cloud. But midraisa is not a problem. The dafka hadn't been daimos in midraisa. To take something, we had the Gemara, we had the braisa over on Hayavid base. To take something buried in the ground, matmin, you're over on matmin. Yeah, I can't see it, I buried it in the ground. Maybe that's up on Pilus. No. Over there, you don't have enough on my Pilus because you put it there. But here, given to me, made enough of a gal that the thing fell on its own, and I even midraisa not over at all. So the whole dinvita was only. With your body, Yeshayimrim. Ah, but there's a Yeshayimrim over here. They're all not like Rashi. A Yeshayimrim, the Midrais, the Mukhiv Levat Moy. That it is the Rice, the Moy Chain, because if not, Abba Pish ain't died to cloud of a Gecha Gabba Moy, even though he doesn't plan on undoing the pile on Yom Tif. We come up, come over, Misham Liyamat Sey, come up, Madman Lechad Chila. This Shita holds that Nokam of Pilus is no better than Madman. All the Dudus, according to him, I'm like Bidlu, if you didn't battle it. I've achas my nisuroi, chayv v'pakech agal avaroi. You're mechuyev to uncover it and get rid of it. Kim v'shinu b'shus alavatloi. Achein. That's what he holds. Achein. I'm not below gal godlo shev shalav v'pakech. She ev shalav v'pakech. Who oven me menu me kol adam. Which is a lashon from the sugin in El Metzias. The kulam amutad l'kuyin b'shucho. Meaning he learns.
CNS says, see what he says? Means
yeah. Meaning he holds. Right.
You can still get to it technically.
Right.
But
right.
Easily not.
Meaning this sheet holds that a normal. Something that you could uncover if you wanted to, on that you need a bit of Doraisa. Not like Rashi. The whole din, according to that, of Nafla Mapoilis, that made the Raisa you're okay, is only when it's such a big Mapoilis. That you couldn't uncover it by yourself. Right. Lamitas Vidayu, that's enough. And here we have the shot that I mentioned before. This chometz now is revealed after Pesach. What's the din? Rashban Shubas, yeah. Wow. Mutter af bachilo. Shechomet shavu leva pesach enu aser elam mishum knas shekanasu chachomet mishum shavra bayirah bayimatzam at atayra oy midivrei soifer. Those are the important words for you. Oy midivrei soifer. The knas of chomet shavu pesach is either you were oyver midiraisa bayirah or you were oyver midirabanan bayirah. What does it mean to be oyver midirabanan bayirah? It means you did bittul, you didn't do bedika. Then you have a knas. K'moy shivu b'sid, like we'll see later on top memches. But over here, where the chametz is underneath the gal, and the gal was 3 tefachim deep, he wasn't over anything. He did bittul. Bedika is not mechuyevin. So finish. What's the problem? So if it gets uncovered after Pesach, why can't he eat it? It's takamutu. Very good, shkoich. See who did the same.